Good morning, church. I bring greetings on behalf of Logos Baptist Church, Mississauga.
我替, Mississauga? Mississauga?
Yeah, yes.
金道金师会, 替, 跟大家问安。
It has been quite a beautiful experience for me this weekend.
这个是我一个很好的经验, 这个礼拜是我最好的, 经历。
I thought I was coming here to try to encourage you.
我以为我是来这里,
but it turns out you were the ones who encouraged me.
反过来了,我在你们当中找到很多的鼓励。
I was taken back by the love that was very evident from the moment I arrived.
当我到这里的时候,我都在你们当中看到神的爱。
Don't ever lose that.
不要忘记, 不要失去。
I'm excited. Mm? I'm excited.
It sounds exciting.
Yeah.
我很高兴, 我很兴奋。
Anytime we have the privilege of reading the Word of God, it's something we should look forward to.
每一次我们有机会念到圣经的时候, 神的话的时候, 我们都应该是兴奋的。
We should never get so accustomed having access to the Word of God that we stop marveling at it.
我们不要因为我们好像是随时都可以看到圣经而放弃了那个惊讶的经验。
I'm going to invite you to please stand for the reading of the Word of God.
我邀请大家站起来, 我们要念神的话。
I'll be reading first in English, and then our dear brother will read it in Chinese.
首先, Pastor is 要念英文, 然后我再念中文, 请大家,
today's, today's reading comes from Psalm 142.
诗篇, 142篇,
I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord of mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way in the path where I walk. People have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord, and I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me.
我发声哀求耶和华，发声恳求耶和华。我在他面前吐露我的苦情，陈说我的患难。我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路，在我行路的路上，敌人为我安切网罗。 求你向我右边观看，因为没有人认识我，我无处避难，也没有人顾念我、关顾我。耶和华，我曾向你哀求，我说：“你是我的避难所，在活人之地，你是我的福分。”求你坐耳听我呼求，因为我来到极卑微的地方之地。求你救我脱离逼迫我的人，因为他们比我强盛。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated.
愿主祝福我们念的话, 请坐。
If you allow me to begin with a short prayer, and then we're going to jump right into the passage this morning.
愿我们开始的时候，我们先做一个祷告，然后我们再开始讲道。Let's
pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, God, for your Spirit among us in this very moment. Lord, we have such a real need for you today. God, would you come and meet us exactly where we are? Would you exalt your holy name, wrestle our flesh to the ground, and fill us with the life in your Spirit? Lord, make this more than just a service. Make this more than just a session. Make this more than just something we do with our time. No, Lord, would you glorify yourself in this place? God, would you minister to us in our need? Enable us by your Spirit to draw before your throne of grace. Lord, in this very moment, as we proclaim the words of our holy God, would your Spirit bring life to us? Enable us, Lord, to have ears to hear your truth. And would you work the soil of our hearts so that the seed of your word that is planted would bear forth much fruit? Oh God, we invite you into this place. Have your way, O Lord. May you be exalted. And as we worship you, O Lord, may we be edified. Remove from this place anything that would seek to take away your word. Shut the mouth of the liar and the accuser. Remove all distractions. And may we honor you with the reverence that you deserve. We pray all these things in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to be very honest with you from the very beginning.
我要开始的时候跟你们坦白。
I had a different sermon prepared for you today.
我为你们已经预备了另外一篇讲章。
And then the Lord woke me up at 4 a.m.
但是神在4点钟的时候把我叫醒。
He said, not that sermon.
他说不是那个sermon。
So what I bring before you this morning is what I feel the Lord would have me say to you today.
所以今天早上我跟你分享的是神，是我知道神要我向你们所分享的信息。We
believe we serve a God who speaks. We should believe we ought to listen.
当神跟我们说话的时候，我们知道应该听从。I
want to give you some of the context and the background for this passage before we explore it.
我想把这个经文的背景跟大家讲述一下。This
is a psalm written by David.
这是大卫所写的一篇诗篇,
while he is in the cave in the region of Adullam.
他是在那个阿杜伦林的东院里边所写的一篇诗篇。
You can find the story in 1 Samuel 22.
你可以在撒母耳记上22章看到这个故事的背景。
While we won't turn there this morning, I encourage you in your own time to read it so you understand truly what's going on.
今天早上我们不翻查撒母耳记上，但是我 很鼓励大家回家的时候好好的把它看一下。But
I think it's important to understand the context in which this psalm was written.
但是我认为这篇诗篇所写成的背景是很重要的。So
that perhaps David's heart resonates closer with us.
所以让我们知道之后大卫的心情，当时的心境，让我们有更大的体会。
He wrote this while fleeing for his life under the threat of the king Saul.
他写这篇诗篇的时候，是他在扫罗的手下逃难的时候。Think
about David's life up until this point.
你可以想想大卫的生命是在这个穷困之境之前。He
was the youngest son of Jesse, often overlooked.
他是耶西的最小的儿子。 常常被人忽略。
No one expected anything from him, but yet the Lord set him apart.
没有人对他有什么的期望，但是神把他分别为圣。
He had known the company of the Lord and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
但是他有神的同在，有圣灵的保守在他的生命当中。
All those years tending sheep in the open pasture.
他用了很多年的时间在旷野当中牧养。
It's not in my notes, but a little information I find fascinating about David.
虽然不在我的笔记当中，但是我有几点有大卫很有趣的地方，我要跟大家分享。We
know that in the Old Testament, the presence of God was restricted to the Holy of Holies.
我们知道在旧约的时候，神的存在是好多时候只在那个至圣所里边。
And it's not until Jesus tears the veil that we become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
直等到耶稣把那个圣殿的大帐幕从上到下的裂开以后，我们才可以直接的到神面前。Yet
David says some powerful things in Psalm 51.
但是在大卫在诗篇51篇，他说一条很重要的事情。He
says, "Do not take your Holy Spirit from me."
不要把你的圣灵从我中间带去拿走。
It seems that through worship, David understood something about the closeness of the presence of God.
好像是说告诉我们说大卫已经体验很亲切的圣灵的同在。
The hills had heard him sing many songs of praise in the peace of the fields as he tended his sheep.
在旷野山岭当中可以很时常的听到大卫赞美神的声音。
He loved the Lord and worshiped God with all of his heart from a place of humble sincerity.
他全心全意的用他最好的心情来敬拜他的神。
Then the Lord chooses him from all of Israel to be the next king.
神就从所有的以色列人当中把他拣选出来。
Samuel anoints him, and God's presence fills David.
And 撒母耳把他高立，神的圣灵都充满他。
So it's fair to say, up to this point, the Spirit of God is with him, and he's known the protection of the Lord.
所以可以说是神的保守是跟他同在的。
In a rich, tangible, and personal way.
可以他个人有很亲切的感受。
Let's follow his story a little bit further.
让我们再看小心看一看他的故事。
Shortly after the anointing experience, God protects him and empowers him to fight Goliath.
在他被高立不久，神就保守他在在逃难当中。
And upon killing Goliath, this poet warrior gains the love and admiration of the people.
从他跟那个哥利亚巨人哥利亚的战争当中，神都保守他。让他可以得胜。
So it's fair to say, up until this point, the story seems pretty good.
到这个时候，大家可以说大卫的生命是挺好的。
He's known the favor of God and has experienced the Lord's grace in immense measure.
在神的面前，他有莫大的祝福，所以各样的保守很明显的，他的生命是丰富的。
Then almost out of nowhere,
但是突然之间，
now he's banished from the kingdom.
他在他的国家当中被赶出来了。
Excommunicated from all companionship.
所有的朋友他的生活的环境都完全的改变。
And stripped of all earthly comforts.
所有他生命的舒适的东西都完全没有了。
Right now in this text,
在这个约旦圣经里边，
we find him friendless.
我们可以看到他没有朋友。
Penniless.
没有钱。
And almost completely hopeless.
可以是完全的绝望。
We now find him not on top of celebration.
我们这里看到的不是他兴奋的大大庆祝。
But hiding for his life in a cold and dark cave.
但是在一个很冷清的被废弃的洞穴里边躲藏。
Half starved with no clue if his situation will ever change or if he will see tomorrow.
窝的半死，但是他在这里也很绝望的，不知道他的苦困的日子到哪时才完。
I am taking the time to explain the background because without it, you're just not going to get the depth of what is being said in this song.
我用时间把大卫这个困境介绍出来的时候，让大家可以清楚的看到这诗篇背景，让你有更多的感受。
This is a real person experiencing real anguish.
但是这是一个真的人，他的感受是精确的。
You see, we've spent the whole weekend talking about knowing and proclaiming the truth.
我们整个礼拜的时候都用来说认识跟传扬真理。
That's easy when life is going well.
这个说法是很容易的，在我们生活舒适的时候。
Standing firm on the truth is easy when the ground is nice and soft.
在神依靠神可以是建立在神里边的生活是容易的，当你站在那个舒适平稳当中。
But how do we hold on to the truth even if it means we go through the valley of the shadow of death?
但是当我们经过黑暗那个幽谷的死亡的幽谷的时候，我们怎么样才可以站立得稳呢？
And so I find David to be a wonderful example for us this morning.
所以我说大卫是我们最好的一个模范。
I often say to the English congregation,
我常在英文的弟兄姐妹当中说
mine but also yours,
是你们的英文弟兄姐妹。
One of the main reasons we see so many young people leaving the faith.
我们看到很多年轻人都离开信仰，他的信仰。
We did not give them a good doctrine of suffering.
因为我们没有把好的受苦的教训带到他们当中。
We built their foundation on experience and not on truth.
我们把他长大在他们长大的时候，我们把他带出来是要他们。
Because truth isn't always pretty.
要他们有舒适的享受的，但是那个不是完全的真理。
Jesus does not promise no storms.
耶稣没有英文，我们的生活是没有困难的。
He promises to be our anchor, our grace, and our strength through the storm.
但是他应允我们在我们的风浪当中的时候，他是我们的anchor 是锚，要我们安稳的锚。Yeah.
So it's from the depth of David's darkest season.
所以在大卫最痛苦、最黑暗的时光当中
，from the very pit of despair，
在他最失望、最绝望的时候
，where a cry of anguish and a plea for mercy rises from the lips of this psalmist，
他在神的面前。从大卫的口中，从这个诗人的口中发出对神的呼求恳求。
The shepherd boy who knew the constant fellowship of the Holy Spirit now lifts up a prayer for help.
这个一直依靠生活在神的同在当中的牧羊孩子忽然之间要在神的面前恳切的呼求。
Like the hands of a son reaching up for a father.
好像一个小孩子把他的手向他的父亲举起来一样。
David's prayer now stretches across the expanse to the throne of grace one more time.
大卫的祷告让我们可以看到神的慈爱恩典再一次的彰显。
If you read the context in 1 Samuel,
当你看到撒母耳记上的时候
you will find he is a wounded man.
他是一个受伤的
He's a weary man,
困苦的
but a man who remembers God.
但是他记得神的同在
a man who remains confident the Lord can and will deliver him.
他有信心神一定保守他把他释放出来
You see, one of the most wonderful things about burdens in life,
在我们生命当中那个困苦的一个重要的学习
One of the most incredible graces about going through difficult experiences
当我们经过那个痛苦的时候是我们一个最好的训练
Is that the Lord often lets them get heavy enough to drive us to our knees
我们很多时候都看到神的重担让我们可以感受到很困苦的时候要我们来到他的面前
because it is there in prayer where he wants to meet us
只要在哪里我们的祷告才能有效应的到神面前
how the walls of the cave must have rung with the sounds of lament
在那个洞穴里面我们可以亲切的听到那个痛苦呼求的声音哀叹
how the floors must have run with streams of tears
在那个洞穴的洞底的地方，我们可以看到很多伤心流出来的眼泪。
Weariness and frustration echoing from all around the cave.
困苦软弱在整个环境当中让我们可以看到他的失望。
Little did David know it.
但是他没大卫不知道的就是。
But it would be in the solace of this damp and abandoned cave where the shepherd would be formed into the king.
只是在那个困苦的潮湿的没有好的环境当中大卫就从一个小小的牧羊孩子长大成为以色列人的王。
Where the one called to lead a nation would learn one of life's most important lessons.
就是在那个环境当中他可以学习到人生的一个重大的功课
How to cling to God
怎么样依靠神
？When it seems all hope is lost，
当我们完全失望的时候
，This is an incredibly powerful story。
这是一个很重要、很有能力的一个故事。
Because I'll tell you what most of us do when life gets difficult。
很多时候我们在困苦绝望的时候
，The moment things get tough。
当时间对我们是压逼很重的时候
，The moment things don't go as planned，
事情不是我们理想当中的在进行当中
，It is in those moments where we start to doubt the goodness of God。
在那个时光，我们很多时候就对神的同在有所怀疑。
It is in those moments where this truth we talk about gets really difficult。
就是在那个时候我们发现我们对神那个真理too much echo。我们没办法sorry。
That's okay。Life is tough。
生命是困苦的。
You're doing great, brother。But the truth is that when life gets very, very difficult,
就是生命在我们很困苦的时候
，our natural inclination is towards despair.
我们自然的反应都是失望、绝望。
Our natural desire is almost to feel hopeless.
我们很自然的都想放弃绝望。
I shared this with the English congregation last night.
我昨天晚上跟我们英文的弟兄姐妹分享过
，But that's that life is tough，
生命是困苦的
，And that might seem obvious，
好像是很清楚的
，But we don't often say it enough from this place，
我们在这里没有常常的说
，Jesus quite literally says in this life in this world there are many troubles，
耶稣曾经清楚的说在人的生命当中。时常都有困苦。
The word of God says that we are refined through the furnace of affliction.
神说我们在神的试炼当中成金晶。
That we must share in his sufferings in order that we would share in his glory.
我们要在他的痛苦当中跟他有分享，才能在他的荣耀当中跟他有共同的分享。
He invites us to pick up our cross and follow him.
他邀请我们背起我们的十字架跟随他。
A cross isn't a cozy thing you hug.
十字架不是一个很美好的东西，你很愿意的去把它抱起来。
If we saw someone walking up the mountain carrying a cross,
如果我们看到有人背着十字架向山头上走去的话
，we would know one thing for certain: they're not walking back.
我们很清楚的知道那个人没有回头。
Oftentimes, when life hits us with difficulties, we start to ask.
当我们生命当中遇到困难的时候，我们很多时候就质问
，Is it worth it?
是值得吗
？That's the wrong question.
那个是错的问题答案。
Because the temptation will be to answer that question with a no.
我们很自然的很想都说no， 不值得。
The question we must learn to ask is he worth it?
但是真正的问题就是说，他值得吗
？Because that answer will always be a yes.
因为那个答案是一定是他值得。
And so what I love most about this story today,
我最爱这个故事的地方。
What moves me the most,
让我最受感动的。
And if you get any point from this sermon,
如果你在这个信息当中。得到任何的好处
It's this one. Please write this one down.
就请大家最注意的就是这一点，可以写下来。
Don't stop the story too soon.
不要在你的故事当中停止的太早。
If you stop reading here,
如果你在这里就停下来的时候
，You are left with nothing but despair.
你就会。完全的绝望，没有希望。
If you stop reading the story here,
你把故事念到这里就停下来。
All you're left with is heartache and failure.
你带走的是心疼绝望。
And what tends to happen to us when we go through difficult seasons,
当我们经过困苦的时间,
is we think we're at the end of the story.
我们以为故事就是这样完了。
We think this is it.
我们说这是最不好的结果了。
You've got to keep reading.
但是你应该继续念下去。
The story doesn't end here.
故事不是在这里停下来。
This is not the end.
这不是的最后。
When you serve a sovereign God who is in control of all things,
当你侍奉我们的主，有主权的神，他是万有的神，
who has already promised us a day when there will be no pain, no fear, no sorrow, no tears.
他已经答应我们，有一天我们当中没有困苦，没有眼泪。
We cannot let life's current situations and current issues
我们不能让我们生命当中今天所面对的问题困苦
cause us to lose sight of where the story ends.
让我们对神看不到神对我们的应许跟绝望在神的应许当中。
The story doesn't end there for us.
故事不是在那里停下来。
It doesn't end there for David.
对大卫来说，那也不是个终点。
God is in the business of using the worst times of our life to teach us the best things.
神是用最坏的环境时间来教训我们，训练我们做最好的预备。
David in verses 1 or 2 and 2 bears his soul, taking the full weight of his despair and dumping it at the Lord's feet.
我们在这里看到大卫很全心的、全心全意的把他的重担交托在神的手中。
He's taken up his cause with the only one who can make a difference.
他把他的需要、他的complaint、困苦带到神的面前。
The only one who can breathe life into a seemingly dead situation.
只有神才能在这个绝望、无助的环境当中给他最大的帮助。
It's good to talk to others.
跟别人谈起你的遭遇是好的。
It's good to have people we can lean on in moments of weakness.
当我们在困苦当中的时候，如果有人给我们安慰跟鼓励，那是好事。But
the one that can make a difference is the Lord and the Lord alone.
但是最大的分别就是只对我们有分别有最大的帮助的，就是神靠神他自己。You
see, so the greatest truth that we could hold to.
这是最大的恩典跟真理，是我们可以。
It's to trust the Lord, even when you don't understand Him.
就是对神有那个信靠，但我们不完全明白，但是仍然依靠，那就是我们最大的应许。There
is a Christian writer by the name of Gene Edwards.
有一个圣经的作者是 Gene Ryder.
Speaking of this story.
他谈说这个故事。
He says what David is unaware of
大卫不知道的,
is that through this suffering,
就是经过那个痛苦,
God is killing the Saul inside of David.
神是把他心中的扫罗把他已经杀掉,
so that the next king that sits on the throne,
so 另外一个皇当他坐上皇位的时候,
is a humble man that knows how to call upon God.
就是一个先驱的, 知道怎么侍奉的,
what we see in verses 4 and 5
我们在第四节、第五节看到
is perhaps the hardest part of difficult seasons.
就是在那个最痛苦、最困难的时候。
Verse 5, I cry to you, O Lord.
第五节说,我跟你恳求。
I say you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
你是我的避难所,我在你的父坟当中。
Verse 6, attend to my cry.
求你侧耳听我的呼求。
In other words, what he's saying is, God, where are you?
另外一个说法都是说,神啊,你在哪里啊?
Why do you delay?
你为什么那么迟才答应我呢?
When I called to you on the field, you were there right away.
我在旷野当中,我呼求你的时候,我感受到你立刻的答应我。
When I called to you when we were in battle, you were right away.
我在政见当中的时候, 我对你呼求，你就立刻的帮助我。
But now the cave feels very lonely.
但是在这个苦洞里边，我觉得很孤单。
Don't answer.
没有答案。
But have you ever had an experience so difficult?
当你感受到同样那个困苦绝望的时候。
Have you ever endured such hardship?
你有试过这样的困苦吗？
The temptation is to question God, where are you?
你想很想问神啊，你在哪里？
Why do you delay?
你为什么延迟你的同在？
The delay in deliverance only added to the burden that David already carried.
那个延迟的回应是大卫在痛苦当中加重的负担。
But David was not going to let his prayers go unheard.
但是大卫不让那个他的祷告没有回应。
I have a quote for you from Charles Spurgeon.
我跟在 Charles Spurgeon 的一个说话当中。
Frequently, the richest answers are not the speediest.
通常最丰盛的回应不是最快的。
A prayer may be all the longer on its voyage because it's bringing us the heavier freight of blessing.
祷告的答案可能是用很长的时间来到我们当中，因为他所带拽带的是很重的祝福。
Delayed answers are not only trials of faith, but they give us an opportunity of honoring God with steadfast confidence.
延迟的祷告回应不单只是我们信心的考验，也是神荣耀的祝福。
The working definition of faith at the English side all weekend.
信心的解释，我们用了整个weekend 的时候来谈说。
Is that faith is the confidence to believe that God is who He said He is and will do what He said He would do.
信心就是说，神是他所说他是。
I love how David ends this song.
我喜欢大卫怎么完成这个诗篇。
I think this is a very powerful lesson for us whenever we experience seasons of hardship.
这是给我们一个很重要、很有力的一个榜样。
Verse 7 says, Bring me out of prison that I may give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will deal bountifully with me.
求你领我出离开逼困之地，我好称赞你的名。日人必环绕我，因为你是用厚恩待我。
So even after all that he's gone through,
所以虽然大卫经过很多
，David's desire is for his life to be a beacon of praise to the Lord.
但是大卫愿意的都是他的生命能成为神荣耀的一个的表征。
He wants a renewed opportunity to give thanks to God.
他愿意用所有的机会来到把神应该属神的荣耀给他。
He wants to draw attention to the Lord by bearing witness of God's unfailing love.
他愿意在神的不朽的爱不断的慈爱当中把它彰显给荣耀给神。
So what we learn from this passage is that deliverance and resolution to David's despair.
所以在这个故事当中，我们看到那个痛苦、困、绝望的当中的大卫
，will not only bring him to a place of thanksgiving，
不单单把他自己带到神的恩典当中
，but will also serve as an encouragement to the community，
也是他成为他群体他的生命当中生活当中的朋友的群体的祝福。
You see, you think your suffering is just about you.
你可能说我的痛苦是我个人的事。
But God very well might be using your difficult experience to bring hope to those around you.
但是神可能是使用你的困苦带给你周围的人祝福。
We serve the kind of God that can take our pain and use it to bring comfort to those around us.
我们常常看到神用我们的痛苦成为别人的开怀和祝福。
God's faithfulness to you will bring hope to those around you.
你对神的忠诚 都成为神把祝福带给你周围的人的一的美景。
I like to say that your life, including your struggles and laments,
我愿意说你的生命在你包括你的哀叹、痛苦、绝望当中。
Are the canvas upon which the majesty of God can display His wonders.
是神用来做他最好最美好画画的canvas 那个画板是神用来作为他美好表现的画板。
For David, the cave of despair has become the altar of praise.
大卫从对大卫来说，他的困苦跟绝望是他王位的开始。
But what made the difference?
分别在哪里呢？
What is different from his season of suffering from anyone else's?
他的痛苦跟绝望跟别人的绝望困苦经验有什么分别吗？
What is it about his challenge that he endures that becomes life-giving to others?
他的困苦他的经验为什么可以成为别人的祝福跟开道？
The difference is that in the middle of his pit of despair,
分别都是在他最困苦、最绝望的时候，
David remembered the Lord.
大卫记得神。
I'm going to go off script for a second.
Okay, 他又说点别的东西。
I want to speak to you from the heart.
我愿意从我的心底下跟大家有所分享。
I mean, I'm Latino, we carry our emotions on our sleeves.
我是意大利人彝族的我们很多时候很热情把我们的热情放在我们的手中。
You need to remember that there's a real enemy.
你要记得我们当中有一个真的Adam, 亚当。
The devil's not an idea.
魔鬼不是一个意念。
He hates you.
他恨你。
I believe he hates you far more than you hate him.
我知道他恨你多过你恨他。
He wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
他愿意杀、偷、跟毁坏。
Like you really need to understand that principle.
你应该要当清楚的知道那个意念。
A lot of times we're going through so many things and we forget what the real fight is.
当我们经过很多事情的时候，我们有时候都忘记我们经过的原因是什么。
We forget what Paul tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
我们忘记了保罗对我们说，我们所对抗的不是我们肉体上的经验，而是那个基本的原则。
And because we forget that, we don't fight the right way.
只是因为我们忘记了，所以我们反应我们的对抗方法是错误的。
The world needs a church that's not breathless and powerless.
我们世界需要的一个教会不是一个没规矩的大胆放纵的教会。
Being able to talk all the truth in the world makes no difference if we don't walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
你可以说用尽你的方法说尽很多的真理，但是要不是你生活在当中的时候都没有意义。
If we have not built a confidence that God is who he says he is and will do what he said he will do.
要是我们没有信心知道我们的神是他所说他是怎么样的一个神他要做他所应许我们所有的事情的时候，
We don't fight correct.
我们的对抗魔鬼的手段是错误的。
Maybe the battle is between spouses.
可能我们的战争是跟我们的同伴我们的配偶。
Maybe the battle is between parents and children.
可能战争是父母跟子女之间的关系。
Maybe the battle is with colleagues or an employer.
可能那个战争是你的雇主跟你的同工。
Maybe the battle is something internal.
可能是在你的心里边的东西。
We need to learn David's model.
我们要在大卫的身上学习。
Our first go-to should always be prayer.
我们第一所应该要做的都是在神的面前祷告。
And usually when you start preaching about prayer, people fall asleep.
通常我们一谈起祷告的时候，很多人就已经开始打睡。
That's not what the Bible means when it says rest on the Lord.
圣经里边的，在神里边的休息不是那个意思。
You see, the devil loves that you talk about God.
撒旦很愿意我们常常谈起神的爱。
So long as you don't talk to God.
只要你不是跟神祷告，他都喜欢。
He loves that you go to church.
他喜欢你去教会。
So long as you don't come expecting to actually meet with God.
只要你不要在那里真真正正的经验神，经历神。
It's so easy to go through the motions.
我们做人云亦云的做事是很容易的。
That we lower our guard and forget how to fight.
我们把我们的提防意念放下。
They say God's army is the only army that advances on its knees.
有人说是神的军队是那些跪在地下的战士。
But if we've not built the discipline in prayer,
要是我们没有在神的面前有那个时常祷告的生活习惯的话,
if we've not built an expectation when we pray,
要是我们在神祷告的时候，我们没有那个大回应的意念，
all the theory and theology in the world is useless.
所有的学说跟言论对我们都是没有帮助的。
As I've been saying all weekend, the point of theology is doxology.
在我整个weekend的时候，我都说过，信心的崇拜的宗旨是在那个三一颂。
The point of the study of God is always the worship of God.
我们要认识神，就是要敬拜神。
If I've spent time studying him, and I'm not moved with worship for his holy name, I've missed the whole point.
要是我们专心的去学习圣经的教导，但是没有精心的在神面前做出献出崇拜的时候，我们就浪费时间。
We need to rediscover a sense of expectation when we seek God.
我们要在神的面前有正确的回应的期望，来到神的面前祷告。
Because we won't always be calling out to God from a nice, cushy field. Sometimes we'll have to learn to call out to God from a cave.
我们不是常常的在那个舒适安稳当中向神祷告，有可能有时候我们是在那个洞穴的绝望当中向神祈求。
And if I'm not convinced that my God is able, if I'm not convinced that my God is good,
要是我没有信心我的神是全能的， 是好的。
I'll often give up before the breakthrough comes.
很多时候我就会放弃，在神没有回答之前已经放弃了。
Let me give you a very simple tip of spiritual warfare.
让我给你一个很简单的在灵里边的增减的帮助。
Because if you think the devil is that cartoon with the horns and the pitchfork, you've already lost.
要是你认为撒旦就是那个有两只脚红红的那个角色的话，你已经打败了。
You ever notice how you have so much energy to watch movies or news or sports?
你有时候你有没有想过，你为什么好像是很有精力的去看那个电影啊，还其他的。 Program.
Like quite literally, hours you can spend and not even realize it.
有的时候你可以用几个小时看电视、电影都不累。
And you get 5 minutes into reading the word and you're falling asleep.
但是你打开圣经,5分钟以后你已经,
you can talk on the phone for hours.
你可以在电话中跟朋友, 谈话, 很多小时,
you go to pray, now you're very distracted.
但是当你祷告的时候, 你就,
isn't it interesting that when we try to do the things that actually will build our faith,
我们在, 这是不是很有趣, 就是在我们当做我们应当做的事, 的时候,
the opposition is quite real.
那个对抗我们, 的医院的那个能力是很重要, 很重的。
You need to build yourself up.
你要把自己坚强起来。
While you're on the field.
在, 那个旷野当中。
So that you can have what is necessary.
你才可以有那个能力。
To endure the cave.
在那个冬月, 困苦当中,
I said it last night.
我昨天晚上说,
you are in one of three places, and that's it.
你在你的人生是在三个,
you're either on your way into a trial,
你是在, 开始进入一个试探当中的,
you're in a trial,
你在试探当中,
on your way out of a trial, making your way around.
你在, 不然就是在, 走出那个, 试炼当中, 开始走进, 那个试炼当中。
So if you've not built the discipline of leaning on God,
要是你不, 有一个好的训练, 在神面前, 依靠神的, 那个, 依靠神的那个习惯,
this is where the devil picks us off.
就是这样, 撒旦很容易的都把我们,
I could have given you a very academic sermon this morning on epistemology and truth and all these other things.
我可以给你很多神学上的,
but when life gets ugly,
但是当生命, 遇到困苦的时候,
I don't sit there quoting systematic theology to myself.
你们没有在那里, 说, 这个那个理论,
like when I need the Lord to move mightily in my life and rescue me from my issues,
当我需要神来帮助我们, 经历, 我们, 所经历的,
oftentimes I have one and one truth alone that I remember.
很多时候我们只有一样东西我们应该, 记得的,
He is faithful.
他是忠诚的, 有, 不变的。
And so I don't stand here before you this morning with the hopes of teaching you anything new.
我今天站在这里不是希望, 告诉你们一点新的东西。
My hope is to remind you that while the weekend has been lovely,
我只想提醒你这个, 周末的时间是很好。
And I hope you feel restored, refreshed, and encouraged.
我也希望你在这个经验当, 经历当中, 有那个好的休息, 好的, 恢复。
You're a few hours away from going back to the real world.
你回家, 的时间只有, 几个钟头。
And I've seen it happen. I've been in ministry 11 years.
我在, 神的工作当中已经, 十多年。
And my father was a minister for 40 years.
我的父亲是40年, 在神, 工作当中。
And there's always a big high at camps.
通常是一个很大的需要期望。
And maybe it lasts like an extra day.
可能是, 多一天。
So maybe you go to work on Monday and you're still singing the praises of God.
可能在礼拜一你回到工作的地方的时候, 你仍然在赞美主。
Oh, but then that neighbor on Tuesday.
但是在礼拜二的时候,
oh, that colleague.
那个你的同工,
oh, that husband or wife.
那个, 配偶,
oh, that child.
那个孩子,
and all of a sudden,
忽然之间,
all this talk about truth,
我们所说的所有的真理,
kind of takes a back seat.
完全都在我们脑后。
So I needed to remind you.
所以我要告诉你们,
it is learning to lean on the Lord in all times.
要时常的依靠主
that will carry you through.
他只有他才能把你带过所有的困苦。
Yes, we must be ready to proclaim the truth of God.
Yeah, 我们需要预备怎么样去传扬神的真理。
But we must first be prepared to hold on to the truth of God.
但是最重要的，首先的，是我们要知道怎么样依靠神。
So I've got just 4 points in closing that we take from this text.
我有四点我要大家带走的。
This is usually where at my church someone gives me the signal like you got to wrap this up.
在我教会当中，很多时候都是这个时候，很多人就说把它够钟了，到钟了，要收起来。
The first point is you need to cry out to God.
第一点就是你要对神有很恳切的呼求。
Not your friend, not your neighbor, not your pastor.
不是你的朋友、亲邻居朋友。
We love you and want to help you.
我爱你，但是我愿意帮助你。
But we don't have the power to transform you.
但是我们没有那个能力把你改变。
I say on a side note. Sorry, a side note.
我在旁说一遍。
And I said it, I think on I don't know Saturday night.
在礼拜六的时候说。
Like we're not supposed to be on social media all the time.
我们不应该在那个 social media, 时常在 social media 上面里边。
Trust, follow me. I'm going somewhere with this.
我有话说 ，Yeah.
See what happens with that is you have instant access to all the issues and worries and problems of the world.
因为你在那个 social media 当中的时候，你都有那个立刻知道世界各地所发生的事情。
Because bad news travels faster than good news.
坏的消息比好的消息来得更快。
So not only do you have your own issues, now you know the world's issues.
不单只是你个人的问题，你现在可以知道世界上的所有的问题。
So you treat yourself like you're omniscient because you know.
你把自己当成好像是预备对付所有这些事情的战士。
But you're not omnipotent, so you can't do anything about it.
但你不是全能的，你可能对所见的事情无能为力。
So all that does is increase your own anxiety.
你只可以增加你的愁烦，无助。
I found it marvels to put away a lot of that stuff and be in the Word a little bit more.
但是我发现，我要是把它所有那个 social media 放下的时候，我。更舒服一点。
And social media includes WeChat.
Social media includes WeChat.
A lot of those messages you need to take a break from.
所有那信息你都可以暂时的不要理它。
So we must learn to cry out to the Lord.
我们要学习怎么样向神呼求。
And I want to delay on this point just one more second.
我还要再说一点别的。
I don't know you.
我不认识你太真。
Maybe you are already in a very difficult season in your life.
你可能已经在那个人生最困苦的经历当中。
Maybe you're here present today and life is difficult.
今天你可以坐在这里，但是你的心情是很困苦的。
Maybe it's been a long time since you've had the strength to even go to God.
你可能很久都没有机会，没有那个能力来到神的面前。
I want to remind you of two things.
但是我要劝告你两件事情。
Jesus is our high priest that intercedes on our behalf.
耶稣是我们的祭司，他在神的面前，在神的右边。
And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness when we don't know what to say.
圣灵也在是我们随时的帮助。
But we need to decide that we are sick enough of our issues that we are willing to go to Him with them.
我们要认清楚我们所现在面对的事情是我们的困苦，但是我们要学习怎么样把它交托给神。
Because refusing to cry out to God says less about you and more about how you view Him.
要是我们不把我们的困苦带到神的面前向他呼求的时候，就表现出你个人。跟你对神的看法。
Okay, I promised you 4 points, so let's finish.
我说是四点，已经完了。OK, go.
OK, 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 快点啦。OK, so sorry, I would have I pastored a Chinese church. I pick up a little bit. OK, my next point is you have to persist.
第二点就是你要坚持。
Remember Daniel.
大家记得Danny 吗？丹尼雷。
丹尼雷。
丹尼雷。
Yeah, remember Daniel. He prayed.
他祷告。
But the answer delayed.
他的祷告没有回应。
Several days.
有几天才有回应。
And the moment the angel arrives to him.
当那个天使到丹尼雷之前那里的时候。
He says to him, from the first time you prayed,
他说他第一次你祷告的时候,
God heard.
神已经听到你的祷告。
Do not let the delay of the answer hinder your prayer.
不要因为你的回应,神的回应延迟,以阻止你向神的呼求。
God's timing is never our timing.
神的回应的时间是在主权在他,不是我们所决定的。
But his timing is always perfect.
他的时间一定是最完全的。
So do not lose hope and do not give up.
不要失望，不要在他里面放弃。
Do not stop banging on the doors of heaven, no matter how faint you might be.
不要因为你已经太累了，放弃在神的殿面前，天国的门面前经历的。拍打。
Third point.
第三点。
Do not let today's weariness rob you of tomorrow's victory.
不要因为今天的困苦把你明天的胜利夺去。
So I draw your attention to the Sermon on the Mountain. I hope you all know it.
我已经带你们注意到那个八福的信息。
And if not, I'll have a conversation with your pastor.
要不然你要是不知道的跟你的牧师说说。
But at the end, Jesus says this very interesting thing about worry.
最后的时候耶稣有一个最好的教导。
He asks,
是怎么样关乎那个忧虑。
He asks, can anyone add an hour to their day, to their life by worry?
他问有谁可以把你生命当中加一个小时，因为你忧虑。
He says, "Don't worry about tomorrow."
不要为明天担忧。
Tomorrow has enough troubles of its own.
Tomorrow, 明天有明天的忧虑。
So let me teach you something that I learned maybe 4 years ago, and it's been a real help to me.
四年前我所学到一个功课对我很大的帮助。
The Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning.
圣经里面说神的恩典。
So that means
是每一天都是新的。
So that means that today I'm living on today's mercy, not yesterday's.
今天我是在神的怜悯当中生活，不是明天，不是昨天的。
You can't worry about tomorrow.
你不能为明天担忧。
On today's grace.
用今天的恩典。
The tank of grace given today is for today.
今天所给我们的怜悯是今天用的。
Tomorrow you'll get grace tomorrow to deal with tomorrow.
明天的恩赐是明天的。
You're losing the fight today because you're worrying about tomorrow and the grace given you today was for today.
因为你要是担心明天的话，用今天的恩赐来恩典来预备正见明天的事情的时候，你就今天失败了。
So trust the Lord today, and if it's his will that you would see tomorrow, you will meet him there also.
所以只为今天的事情担忧顾虑今天的事情，不要为明天的事情担忧，因为明天有新的帮助。
My final point.
最后一点。
God is doing so much more through your trial than you realize.
神在你的痛苦的经历当中做了很多的事情。
Don't ask why.
不要问他。为什么
？Ask who？
要问他是一个是谁
Instead of asking, Lord, why am I going through this?
不要问神为什么我要经历这些东西。
Ask who gets the glory.
要在神面前问谁能在这个经验当中得到最大的荣耀。
So that even though you might not understand why you are going through what you're going through,
可能到最后的时候你都不明白为什么你要经历那些事情。
You can trust that because he's a good God, your suffering is never wasted.
但是你可以肯定一点的就是你面对的神是最大的，你所经历的没有白费。
So by all means, know the truth and proclaim the truth.
所以我说你要知晓真理，传扬真理。
But above all else, hold on to the truth.
在所有的事情之外都要不断的依靠神。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a sovereign God, a holy God, a mighty God, but also a merciful. Lord, you know what we go through. You know the beginning from the end. You know what afflicts us, what overwhelms us, what hurts us. You know what causes us worry, what causes us stress. Not a single tear that is shed goes unnoticed. You are acutely aware of all of our pain. And yet, in your mercy, you meet us there. You do not abandon us. You carry us through. Lord, I pray for every person in this place today. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would draw closer to them. Help them to be made aware of the tangible sense of your presence. Bring comfort to your people, Lord. Bring conviction to your people, that they would firmly hold on to you no matter what they're going through. Would they be the kind of people that lean on the Lord even when it doesn't make sense? Would they lean on the Lord when they don't have any answers, only questions? Would they be the kind of people that trust that our God is who he says he is and will do what he said he will do? May you be glorified in our lives. May you be glorified through our lives, including the tough times. Help us, Lord, to be a worshipful people that can rejoice even in affliction, because we know that to a holy God, even the tough times matter and produce in us good fruit. Draw near, Lord. Encourage our faith and be exalted in our lives through our behaviors and our attitudes, through our thoughts and the things we don't say. May our very lives, Lord, be the canvas upon which your glory is made known, not just to us, but to those around us. We thank you, Lord, for the honor of being called your children. We thank you, Lord, even for the trials, for they produce character in us, refining us so that we cling to you at all times. Magnify your name, O Lord. Glorify yourself. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the hope that is found in you, a sure hope that doesn't change no matter what the storms might be. You know the future. Lord, in this moment, I just feel to pray specifically for the church as a whole church. Help them not to grow discouraged, Lord. We recognize this is not the entire community. You are able. Lord, protect this church. Father, shield them against heartache. Shield them against fighting. Shield them against despair and discouragement. Use them mightily as a beacon of hope in Brampton. Use them mightily to impact the community around them. Grant them influence where you have them, Lord, and may they experience the joy of God every single day. When they gather, Lord, would your presence be amongst them? Bring renewal and restoration to all of them, not just the ones who are here at camp. May they believe that the years ahead are even greater than the years behind. May they believe that what you're going to do in them and through them for your glory is something worth getting excited about. And God, would you kill the lies of the evil one that would try to cause them to feel afraid about the future? If they are still here, it's because it's your will. You build your church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So glorify yourself in them, glorify yourself through them, and may it become very clear, not just to them, but to all the souls that will be saved through their ministry, that you are their God. Help them to pray for one another. Help them to care for one another. Cause them to yearn to see each other grow in the Lord every day. Revive their prayer life even more. Revive their scripture time even more. I thank you for the love I have witnessed, but may it increase, Lord. We pray for the young people, Lord. If any have left, God, would you bring them back? Would you bring back the wayward children who have left, O Lord? And would you bring new people as well? Lord, we want to know and proclaim the truth. We want to hold on to the truth. So may we see the truth of God at work in us. I bless them, Lord, and I ask that your favor would rest upon them. We pray these things in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Responsive song.